we are reopening some services that we have really limited to, you know, urgent essential things during the pandemic period. So those are things like physio and occupational therapy, diagnostics, so, you know, x-rays, CTs, that sort of thing, general surgery, increasing face-to-face type primary care and mental health visits, and anesthesia clinics, those sorts of things. So we, it's a very planned and structured and slow approach to resuming these services. There's a lot of precautions in place at the hospital. People will be expected to wear masks. People having surgeries will be asked to have a COVID test about 5 days before. I mean, that'll be all part of the pre-surgical teaching, but that's what we're looking at. We're excited to get people taken care of, and we know people have been waiting, and we appreciate everybody's patience, but it will be good to get our services going. And this is our phase one, and as we go, we'll ramp up more and more over the course of the summer. And, you know, keeping in mind what's going on in the community with COVID, and there is some requirements we have to meet continually around our stock of PPE, beds open in case there is cases of pandemic, that sort of thing. Planning for quite some time, and there was you know, some obligations and forms of guidance that came from Ontario Health, that sort of thing. So yeah, we've had a team here working for quite some weeks on the service recovery is kind of our working title in the hospital, but team to get things open. So yeah, it's you know, in simpler terms, is about 25% reopening, and then we'll phase into 50, 75, that sort of thing. The caveat is, though, we have to be able to phase back down or close back down if there is activity or if we can't meet those requirements, like a certain level of stock of PPE and certain number of beds open, that sort of thing. So it's going to be very fluid. We definitely do want to get as much done while the activity is low in the community, you know, just in case there's another wave or more activity as the summer and fall progress. So, you know, we're really keen to get as much as we can going this summer.
Is there any plan yet on allowing visitors or non-essential visits to the hospital?
There's planning, but no date yet. We do, Ontario Health, the Ontario Hospital Association is wanting all hospitals to do that in a very structured manner, and there is some guidelines and guidance that will be coming out in that way. You know, we're ready. We've actually already got kind of our policy and procedure in place for when we're given the go-ahead to open up for visitors. So, you know, I understand it's very frustrating and difficult, and it's quite heart-wrenching to not be able to see people in here, but it is structured. There's a lot to think about with that, but definitely it's on our plan, and we're ready for when we're able to go ahead and do that.